there, green future growers. Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer, and let's get growing. Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast today. It is Tuesday, April 17th, 2018, and I have Andrea Catherine on the line to share with us some delicious, yummy, healthy recipes today. So welcome back, Andrea.
Thank you, Jackie. Great to be here. And we were just talking about how it's still light out and we're getting tired. And it's 7 p.m. in Northwest Montana. And it is, it's still like beautiful sunny out, and soon we'll just be soaking this up and be really sad when it's dark again at this time. And we're still in that transition to daylight.
Well, so, to be honest, I never get like, I hate daylight savings with a passion, and I will complain about it till November when we switch back, because I think it should be dark. It's 7 o'clock. It's time for bed. And the other thing that drives me crazy is like, it's finally light enough. I can go run outside in the morning and I can't even get my butt out of bed. And then it's dark besides when I need to run. So
yeah,
that's my theory on daylight savings. It's for East Coasters.
You know, it might be. That's interesting thought. Well, if you are ready for bed like Jackie, then you can make these recipes tomorrow. They're not really dinner recipes anyways. And it is good to, you know, eat early, get early to sleep, and then you can wake up in the morning and make your scones and jam that I'm going to share with you. So it is spring. I've been talking a little bit the last few weeks about what this season means and how it impacts our bodies. And we might feel, depending on what's going on in our lives, it can be a season that can feel a little stuck. But right now for me, I know it's a season of a lot of change, and I've actually been benefiting from doing some things that feel really nourishing to me, like making sure I read and get cozy before bed, for example. But this weekend, I found out there was someone in my family is really struggling, and it hit me pretty hard. And I had to work on my taxes, but I realized that before I could do that, I really needed to take care of myself. I really needed to nourish myself. And so I was like, I want to make scones. And I love being in the kitchen. It's a healing place for me, which maybe you've already guessed from listening to me chat about food so much. But my mom always made scones growing up. And I joke that my two favorite food groups are scones and chai, which isn't a stretch at all. And I decided to make her recipe this weekend, but there's another recipe that I love too. And I really like, my favorite scone is probably a dry English scone, and they're kind of hard to come by, and I haven't perfected them yet, so I have to wait till I go back to Tea House in Ann Arbor or go abroad to get a really good dry English scone. So this weekend, I made scones with my friend Brooke Bohannon's stone milled flour, and she gets her flour from Montana Milling in Great Falls. She drives over there and brings it back, and then she mills it in Whitefish on her Meadow Mills stone mill. And the flour that I used for that recipe in particular, I believe, was the organic hard red flour. Let me make sure I'm telling you.
So does that make your scones red?
Hard red wheat. It's not like, the actual flour has a little pink hue to it, but the scones were darker than normal. They weren't like a really light color, but it's not really dark red. You know, the flour itself is more like a tan pink, if you will. And I used that flour, and then I also used some raisins. Sometimes I add dried fruit to my scones. Often I don't, but I wanted to this time. And I also added some ginger and cinnamon. I've been talking about how, you know, this can be a season of congestion, and actually for a lot of folks, eating a lot of gluten this time of year can cause excess congestion. And I'm not necessarily an advocate for being gluten-free at all, unless you need to be. But using some of the more heirloom varieties of wheat, sometimes we digest them better than the highly processed white bleached flours. So I use the organic hard red wheat partly for that reason. And added the other ingredients to it. And scones require a lot of butter. You can also use coconut oil, or often I will use ghee. And they are just so nourishing. I love the recipe from the Ayurvedic Cooking for Westerners cookbook by Amadea Morningstar. It's called Liz's Scones. And she actually calls for raw milk in her scones, but if you can't get raw milk, you can use, you know, we've got out here, I almost said Calder Dairy, but that's in Michigan. We've got the Kalispell Creamery near where I am. You could also use coconut milk if you wanted to, some fresh ginger root. And then, you know, one of the heirloom flours that probably will be easier to digest and hopefully cause less congestion, less inflammation in your body when you eat it. And so you still get that nourishing quality in the springtime that sometimes we can over crave it, right? And then we don't feel so good, but it doesn't mean that we have to deprive ourselves. So I'm really fascinated about the flour, and I was looking back at some of Brooke's emails to her CSA members, and she put a little picture of the head or the spikelets on the head of the wheat, and that's actually where the flour comes from. And there's an average of 30 to 40 seeds per head. And that's what she uses to mill. And that's how we get our flour. So I think often, I know I can take for granted the really fine processed flour and not really think about the growing process and the milling process before it becomes a scone that I want to devour.
But so, fresh milled wheat, there's like no comparison. It's like, they're like two totally different, just, what do you call it when you say two totally different beasts or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Fresh milled wheat is so good. And I've been seeing a lot of things like the whole gluten-free thing. It's not really the gluten. It's all the chemicals that like they're putting on the wheat. Mm-hmm. They're finding out is what's making people have all these allergies and gluten reactions.
Yeah. And some people talk about too, like, you know, what did your ancestors eat? And if they were all eating rice or potatoes and not wheat, then we inherit the gut flora from our maternal line. So, you know, it also depends on what we're actually, how we actually can digest our food. And I agree with you too. It's not just, oh, flour is bad. You know, actually one of my teachers, Dr. John Dulliard, who's an Ayurvedic doctor, has a book called Eat Wheat, which is about that.
You know? Really?
Yeah. So it's one to check out. I haven't read it, but I have studied with him and I've heard him talk about his perspective on allergies and intolerances more. You know, if we have an intolerance to something and then we cut it out, or we just decide we don't want to eat something, we don't have an intolerance to it, our body can become more intolerant to it. So we want to keep some of it in our diet so that we can continue to digest it. And so that's a good resource to check out for those of you who are curious. And, you know, I'd be curious if anyone's like, I love scones and I found a way to make them without wheat, or, you know, there are other flours and things too, but I really like this step, you know, being really mindful still about what we're putting in our bodies, but still getting to have those tastes. And the scones were really good. I didn't actually even use sugar. I used maple syrup.
Mm.
And I'm from Michigan and I love and miss the access to maple syrup. So it was really nice to have that in there. So they weren't super sweet, and had them with some Missoula Tea Company gin and cream tea, which is a rooibos tea with juniper and lavender, and it's amazing.
I ate juniper seeds this weekend. You? I went hiking with my friend Daisy, and she was like, we were eating or the juniper berries off the bush. I mean, you can't eat a lot of them. Like, I think I only ate one actually when push came to shove, and you kind of had this like almost sappy, but it was such a good flavor. It was just really neat.
Yeah, and they're kind of like bitter. Did you get like a little bit of a bitter taste?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is also, it's a really good season to favor bitter and pungent tastes. I think I've talked about that a little bit, to break up any congestion, right? And to help really detox and cleanse the body. So if you're like, oh, but I want a scone, some way, a way you can get in that bitter taste. You could either have that tea or you can make this antioxidant jam that I learned to make in Ayurveda school from William Siff, who is a Western herbalist who studies Ayurveda. In Indian, East Indian medicine, there's a jam called Shravanprash, which includes a lot of Indian herbs and spices that are really helpful to boost your immunity. And they're often made with ghee, which is clarified butter, which one week we can just talk about that. And when something is made with ghee, the ghee is refined and it can carry the herbal benefits deep into the tissues of the body. And so it just has this potency. So you can either buy Shravanprash and put it on your scone, or you can make this westernized version, this antioxidant jam. And the recipe for the jam is on my website, groundedhere.com, and you can click on the healing food tab. And it's rose hips and goji berries and elderberries and hawthorn berries and citrus peels and ginger and nutmeg and saffron. You could use juniper berries. I think I put those in mine as well. And those are going to give you those bitter tastes that are going to help with boosting immunity. And so you pour the rose hips in a jar halfway and cover with fruit juice concentrate. And then you stir in the berries and the citrus and the ginger and the nutmeg and the saffron and let it sit for a few hours and then store it in the fridge. You can keep it in the fridge for a couple months before it'll go bad. And then use like a tablespoon a day, either on your toast or your scone, or I put it in my smoothies a lot. It is kind of bitter and tangy. And you could put ghee in that smoothie as well, or on your scone. And it's a nice way to make something that's really going to, you know, boost your immunity, and that you can have like as a little bit of medicine every day, but that actually has some good flavor to it. So we often talk about vitamin C, right? Or like we eat oranges. So there's citrus peels in here, but other things have those benefits too. And so it can be a nice tool to add. And I actually have a smoothie recipe on that same page using the jam and some figs and applesauce and bananas and just making something really delicious for this time of the year to boost the immune system. And it's a good time of year to cleanse, but it's also always important for us to just be connected with what we're eating. And I know for me this weekend that being able to make something with my hands in the kitchen and actually go back to my mom's scone recipe. And she often uses dried cherries in her scones and they're so wonderful. And people from her work would always just crave her scones. And it was just a very sweet practice for me to go back to this old recipe and be able to prepare something for myself that felt really nourishing, which I just don't think there's any substitute for that home cooking.
So when you first started talking, you were saying that like you could say you lived on scones and was it chai or something?
Yeah.
But so I was thinking you were going to know like some secrets, because like when I think of scones, for some reason, I always think of like, it's going to be a big process. It's going to be really hard, but this isn't like a major, like this is a pretty simple recipe, right?
Yeah.
And then absolutely. Like you bake them in the oven. Do you have like tips for that or anything?
Yeah. Most of the recipes I follow, you know, you're starting with milk or buttermilk and an egg and some kind of sweetener. You could use sugar, applesauce. Pardon, my dog is ready to go on a hike. This one I added vanilla and a few cups of flour, baking powder, baking soda, salt, and then of course butter. And the butter gets put into the scones in like little chunks. You don't want it to be melted. You actually use the cold butter and break it into small pieces. And then mix in any dried fruit that you might be using. And that whole process takes like 15 minutes maybe. And I'm preheating the oven at the time. And they only bake for like 15 to 20 minutes. These I baked, let's see what the temperature was. In my mind, everything is 350, but that's not always true.
I'm the same way.
That's funny. Exactly, like I just have that in my head that is how it goes.
I love scones. I haven't made scones in a long time. They sound so good.
These were all the way up at 400 for 15 minutes. And then before I put them in the oven, I just cut them into triangles and kind of pull them apart a little bit so that they're not, you know, squeezing each other out and cooking into each other.
So wait, if you're cutting them, like, is there like a dough that, like, you mix it up in a dough, kind of like a cake mix, and then do you have to roll it out like a bread dough or anything, or?
Well, I don't have a roller, and I'm kind of the will cook with anything person. If I don't have it, I'll make it work. So I actually have, like, I get the dough. It's like kind of in a sticky ball. It's not super floury. Like, there's more of a buttery texture, and you don't even have to butter the cookie sheet because there's so much butter in the scone. And then I kind of press it down with my fist into a circle. And so you don't really need a rolling pin. And then it's about, I don't know, a third of an inch thick, half an inch thick. And then I cut it, you know, it's like a round circle, and I cut it into like 8 triangles or whatever. Or you could use a cookie cutter if you wanted to do that and separate them out, and you got it.
Cool. Well, I think this sounds so good, and I love the jam to go with them, because at first you're like, I'm not going to put some dry, I would put dried raisins, but you don't really like, that's one of my favorite things is to have the fruit in the scones.
Yeah.
But, that you jam sounds so good. It almost just sounds like a marmalade in a lot of ways, but
it is, it's a little tangy.
Rose hips and tangier and fresher and Montana style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally Montana style. Do it yourself.
And if with local stuff that you're going to get locally.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, use berries you can get around here. It doesn't have to be exactly what I listed. You know, what grows in your community is going to support your immunity, right? And that's one that was rhyming unintentionally. But that's another reason why I like having local honey is so beneficial too.
Well, and I bought a goji berry plant at the Missoula Farmers Market, not last summer, but I think the summer before. And I was always like, what am I going to do with these berries? So now I have a recipe for the berries.
Yay. Yeah. And it's the cool thing is, you know, it's like you get your scone and you get to eat it too. And you can, because I guess what I mean by that is it's like, even though it might be the season to start to eat the bitter greens, maybe have a cleanse at some point. You know, I like to think of things in like counterbalance, right? I have my scone, but I have my like bitter tea and maybe this jam on there, knowing that I'm providing myself a way to digest well and to feel good and still get something really nourishing that I love.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us tonight. And I know your dog's chomping at the bit. And my dogs were like, I took Friday off, so we went for 3 walks this weekend, and they were so ecstatic. My dog like throws like this fit in the car. Like, he gets so excited. He can't sit still, and he jumps back and forth from the front seat to the back seat to the front seat to my lap it's just funny. So I know how your dog feels. So you guys go have fun. Enjoy the sun, because I've heard it's going to rain. Or wait, did the rain just go away? Because it's been sunny here, but I know Mike said over on your side, it's been raining more.
It's okay right now. So we'll take a shot at hiking up the Lone Pine.
All right.
And see what we can see. Thank you so much, Jackie. And yeah, check out Amadea Morningstar's Ayurvedic Cooking for Westerners. I love her scone recipe. And the antioxidant jam is on my website.
Thanks so much. You guys have a great week. Did you get your copy of the 2018 Spring Garden Journal? It's now live on Amazon for only $8.95. Since I took out January and February, it really dropped the price. It's a great place to record your garden journey, keep all your data in one place. You're going to want to remember frost dates, planting dates, seed varieties, harvest dates. And just so many of my guests have said that keeping good records have helped them be the most productive gardeners they can be. Mike and I created this journal to keep track of what you're growing, what you're eating, what you're harvesting, and just all those things together. So get your 2018 Spring Garden Journal today. If you know somebody who would benefit from the Organic Gardener podcast, we would just love it if you would share it with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and remember to grow.